Clash of the Trailer Titans June 8, 2023. Which combination does the best job? A duo trailer, a mega trailer, or a conventional truck and trailer? That's what the leading Spanish commercial vehicle magazine, TRUCK, set out to uncover. Alberto Puerta reports on this titanic clash. Photography by Juan Caraballo. Since the birth of the internal combustion engine, road transport progress has been unstoppable. The mega trucks are the latest installment in this incessant pursuit of efficiency. The vehicles are well suited to Spanish roads. We have Europe's most extensive network of motorways and dual carriageways, with about 17,000 kilometers of high-capacity infrastructure, compared to around 15,000 kilometers in Germany and 11,000 kilometers in France. Spain's topography is also very advantageous. Of course, the introduction of mega trucks isn't without its challenges. The main difficulties are the warehouses, scales, and loading and unloading areas, which are certainly not prepared for these giants. It is simply a matter of time, though, before logistics, and customers in general, adapt these structures to achieve the rapid and full operation of the megas. In terms of the rules and regulations pertaining to these trucks, mega trailer length cannot exceed 25.25 meters, while maximum length for a duo trailer is 31.75 meters. The GVMs are limited to 60 and 70 tons respectively. Driving a mega can be demanding. The driver's workload, over and above the responsibility of guiding the vehicle, is much higher than in a normal truck. This is partly due to the lack of suitable adaptation at the logistics and loading points, as previously noted. The length of the scales, facility dimensions, and other factors mean that the driver has to hitch and unhook several times to load and unload their cargo. Moving on to the actual trailer test, we turn to Bodego Trans, a family business based in Hinojedo, Cantabria, run by brothers José Luis and Fernando Allende. Their father, Mr. Allende, the founder of the company, is enjoying a well-deserved retirement. The company has a total of 138 units, of which 9 are 60-ton B-double trailers and 7 are 70-ton duo trailers. In addition to its own trucks, Bodego Trans employs 35 freelancers who work, full-time, for the company. At the Tano's Industrial Estate facilities, Bodego Trans collects its clients' various bulk and other materials, which generally arrive by ship at the port of Santander. According to market demand, Bodego Trans makes deliveries throughout Spain. Taking advantage of a substantial order from a large consumer in Salamanca, we loaded the three vehicles for the test. The one-way route was Tano's, Cantabria, De Huerta, Salamanca, including 295 kilometers of highways, on which we collected our data. The test route's height profile was typical of routes used daily by Cantabrian carriers. The starting point in Torrelavega is 25 meters above sea level, and from there we ascended to the Castilian Plateau on the A67, arriving in Rionosa at 1,002 meters above sea level. Continuing the trip, we joined the A62 in Venta de Banos to travel along the route formerly named the Route of the Portuguese to the Canazal Crossroads 800 meters away, where we ended this first part of the test. We returned from Penaranda de Bracamont to load quartz at the Eremsa mine, destined for the port of Santander. We started the data control at the town's exit, traveling along the CL610 towards the Castilian town of Medina del Campo. The road is 54 kilometers of regional route, with frequent town crossings and the typical annoying bumps that proliferate their asphalt. In Medina del Campo, we joined the A6 to take the A62 again in Tordesillas. From Venta de Banos until the end of the test, we traveled once more along the A67 highway, this time for 273 kilometers in the opposite direction. This stage totaled 327 kilometers from loading point to the final destination in the Bodego Trans Logística warehouses in Tano's. The total monitored route was roughly 622/620, 614 kilometers, according to the truck's different tacho readings. Again, this was a fairly representative route. The first 45 kilometers to Rionosa comprised hard ascents with gradients of up to 7%, which were evident in the average speed and consumption. The rest of the route traversed the Castilian plateau, with a consequent increase in speed and reduction in consumption. Note that the comparison between the trailers was carried out under normal working conditions, without interfering with the driving patterns of each driver and with an assistant in the cabin to collect the field data. Analyzing the results, we made a surprising discovery. The average speed of the Giants was not significantly slower than that of the normal trailer. The Duo trailer traveled at an impressive 83.06 kilometers per hour with its 70 tons in tow, while the 60-ton B double reached 84.32 kilometers per hour. For its part, the conventional combination traveled swiftly at 86.75 kilometers per hour. The trucks are limited to 90 kilometers per hour with the exception of the Duo trailer, which is limited to 89 kilometers per hour. In the descents, the Golden Minute at 95 kilometers per hour was used wisely to improve the average and inertia. There were no surprises in terms of consumption. The Duo trailer consumed 51.28 liters, 100 kilometers. The Mega recorded 47.4 liters, 100 kilometers. And the Little Brother consumed 34.16 liters, 100 kilometers. As a summary, and given the results of this comparison, it should be emphasized that these mega trailers will not threaten the extinction of other configuration types. Instead, the market itself and the customers will decide how they are deployed in the future. Duo trailer Mercedes-Benz 2863, 70 tons. Bodego Trans has 7 Duo trailer units, including this Mercedes-Benz 2863. The combination offers a very successful solution, including the two-axle rear tandem, one drive and another pusher, that can be raised according to the load or traction of the drive axle. It is certainly a more rational solution than towing these sets with a 4x2 tractor. The engine has an output of 625 horsepower and a specific power of 9 horsepower, ton. The trailer consisted of two conventional 10.7 meters long Tisvol bathtubs asterisk coupled by means of a dolly with a twin wheel axle, and the total length of the test combination was 27 meters. It was driven by Alberto Gonzalez, a professional with 12 years of experience in the sector. Bathtub is slang used in Europe to designate a large volume tipper with a rectangular section. Mega trailer BDAV XF.530, 60 tons. Approved in 2016, the B double set is the most used to date by Spanish companies due to its flexibility. It consists of two trailers, the first of which mounts a fifth wheel in which the second semi is attached. It is a sui generis, unique, constituting a class of its own, configuration that is used in other countries, although in a different way to those in Spain. This is because to solve the deficiencies in the loading and unloading sites, Spanish operators have equipped the first trailer with an extendable double chassis in the rear, allowing the area of the fifth wheel to be folded under the body and in this way facilitating conversion into a conventional semi-trailer. Granalu provided the two towed assemblies with aluminium alloy tubs, which had a total length of 21 meters. The tires of the first trailer were twin 275/70R22.5 wheels. The tractor unit was a DAV XF530 in a 4x2 configuration. Although it offers a very favorable tare weight and is economical on the flat roads, it can be somewhat lacking in power over demanding topography. In our opinion, all large combinations should be driven in a 6x2 or 6x4 configuration, but the legislation does authorize this type. The driver of this combination was Gorka Iriondo, a 43-year-old professional with 10 years' experience, who has been at the controls of a mega trailer for 2 years. Alberto Gonzalez drove the Mercedes-Benz Duo trailer combination. Gorka Iriondo drove the DAV mega trailer combination. Jose Victor Favacho drove the regular truck and trailer combination. Drivers were provided with assistants, who recorded data and times. The test team comprised Carlos Pello, Alberto Gonzalez, driver, Alberto Fernandez Santos, Gorka Iriondo, driver, Alberto Puerta and Jose Victor Favacho, driver. Conventional trailer hooked to a DAV XF.530, 40 tons. The little brother of this comparison was the traditional combination, although it boasts a remarkable load capacity thanks to the tare weight of only 13.7 tons. This allows for a respectable 26.3 tons of payload. The tipper, manufactured by Tisvol, was made entirely of aluminium. It had a lift on the first axle and an automatic awning system. The trailer was pulled by a DAV XF.530 tractor with an automated gearbox and integrated retarder. This tractor gave the combination the highest specific power in the comparison with 13.25 horsepower, ton. This was borne out by the results, where it was shown to be the fastest of the three combinations. Jose Victor Favacho drove the combination. Clearly, this type of truck will continue to be in the majority in transport in general, especially when it comes to the transportation of bulk goods. There are many good reasons why Bodego Trans has 130 of these vehicles. What the drivers said, Alberto González Sánchez, Duo trailer driver. It is a very stable truck on the road. It is easy and even fun to drive. It is somewhat more complicated than the normal or the mega to reverse. I am delighted with the Mercedes-Benz tractor for power and stability. Against hooking and unhooking maneuvers, Gorka Iriondo Eguia, mega trailer driver. Despite the misgivings it raises, the mega is an easy truck to drive, safe and very stable on the road. It has been a pleasant experience and I have quickly adapted to it. Jose Victor Favacho de Oliveira, conventional trailer driver. I love my job. I like to have the truck very clean and well cared for and make long distance trips, although I miss service areas where I can rest and spend the night. Results. CONSUMPTIONS and averages. First route. TORRELAVEGA. Salamanca. Trucks. MB Actros 2863. Duo Trailer, 70T. DAV XF 530. Mega Trailer, 60T. DAV XF 530. Classic Set, 40T. First Stage. Torrelavega, Paitanos, Reynosa. Mileage of Tachograph, 45.5, 45.7, 45.5. Consumption, L, 100 km, 131.60, 118.38, 72.94. Average speed, km per hour, 52.45, 54.93, 73.19. Coefficient, net profitability, 0.399, 1.835, 0.464. 1.823, 1.003, 2.639. Second stage. Reynosa, South Palencia. Tachograph kilometers. 130.2, 129.3, 126.8. Consumption. L, 100 kilometers. 41.48, 44.08, 30.52. Average speed. Kilometer per hour, 85.53, 89.69, 88.67. Coefficient, net profitability, 2.062, 8.485, 2.034, 7.993, 2.905, 7.640. Third stage, South Palencia, Tordesillas, tachograph kilometers. 66.6, 65.4, 70.4, consumption, L, 100 kilometers, 43.66, 36.54, 28.27, average speed, kilometer per hour, 88.31, 89.35, 89.49, coefficient, net profitability, 2.022, 9.301, 2.445, 9.608, 3.166, 8.326. Fourth stage, Tordesillas, Salamanca, Canizal. Tachograph kilometers. 53.0. 53.0. 53.0. Consumption. L. 100 kilometers. 56.53. 53.21. 37.92. Average speed. Kilometer per hour. 89.49. 87.04. 90.08. Coefficient. Net profitability. 1.583. 7.281. 1.636. 6.429. 2.375. 6.246. First partial result. Tachograph kilometers. 295.3. 293.4. 295.7. Consumption. L. 100 kilometers. 58.56. 55.62. 37.71. Average speed. Kilometer per hour. 79.04. 81.17. 86.29. Coefficient. Net profitability. 1.350. 6.210. 1.459. 5.734. 2.289. 6.020. Second route. Penaranda de Bracamonte. Torrelavega. Trucks. MB Actros 2863. Duo Trailer. 70T. DAV XF 530. Mega Trailer. 60T. DAV XF 530. Classic Set. 40T. First stage. Penaranda de Bracamonte. Medina del Campo. Tachograph kilometers. 52.2. 51.4. 51.0. Consumption. L. 100 kilometers. 42.59. 41.83. 30.20. Average speed. Kilometer per hour. 79.29. 77.39. 77.47. Coefficient. Net profitability. 1.862. 8.565. 1.850. 7.270. 2.566. 6.748. Second stage. Medina del Campo. Valladolid. Tachograph kilometers. 59.1. 58.3. 57.4. Consumption. L. 100 kilometers. 47.50. 42.37. 31.18. Average speed. Kilometer per hour. 84.80. 86.80. 86.35. Coefficient. Net profitability. 1.785. 8.211. 2.049. 8.052. 2.769. 7.282. Third stage. Valladolid. Reynosa. Tachograph kilometers. 171.0. 168.8. 165.8. Consumption. L. 100 kilometers. 48.80. 43.42. 32.63. Average speed. Kilometer per hour. 89.71. 89.76. 89.62. Coefficient. Net profitability. 1.838. 8.454. 2.067. 8.123. 2.747. 7.225. Fourth stage. Reynosa. Torrelavega. Paitanos. Tachograph kilometers. 45.0. 48.4. 44.5. Consumption. L. 100 kilometers. 28.00. 23.76. 22.47. Average speed. Kilometer per hour. 89.71. 92.09. 92.17. Coefficient. Net profitability. 3.209. 14.761. 3.876. 15.233. 4.102. 10.788. Second partial result. Tachograph kilometers. 327.3, 326.9, 318.7. Consumption, L, 100 kilometers, 44.71, 40.07, 30.56. Average speed, kilometer per hour, 87.00, 87.36, 87.18. Coefficient, net profitability, 1.946, 8.951, 2.181, 8.568, 2.852, 7.502. Final results, tachograph kilometers, 622.6, 620.3, 614.4. Consumption, L, 100 kilometers, 51.28, 47.43, 34.16. Average speed, kilometer per hour, 83.06, 84.32, 86.75. Coefficient, net profitability, 1.620, 7.450, 1.778, 6.987, 2.531, 6.656. To determine each truck's profitability, the coefficient was obtained by dividing average speed by average consumption. Higher numbers equate to higher efficiency, showing the traditional trailer to be the most effective, with an outstanding ratio of 2.531. It is followed by the mega trailer with 1.778 and the duo with 1.620. Net profitability is obtained by multiplying the general coefficient by the payload capacity. Here we see diametrically opposite results, clearly showing the main argument for the use of large assemblies. The duo trailer leads this ethereal classification with a ratio of 7.450 thanks to its impressive 47-ton payload. It is some way ahead of the mega trailer's coefficient of 6.987 and payload of 39 tons, as well as the conventional trailer's ratio of 6.656 and payload of 26.3 tons.